Good Monday morning. I am here bright and early to bring you another episode of Love, Joy, and Languages, a podcast about loving languages and finding joy in learning them. I'm your host, Heidi Lovejoy, and it's a pleasure to be here. Now, let's get into it. The title of today's episode may have you all scratching your heads. When progress isn't helpful. I'm sure it sounds really weird because we're talking in the context of language learning, and of course, we all want to make progress in our languages. And every new thing we learn is good, right? But in my experience, there have been times when making progress actually hindered me in the big picture of my journey. And I want to explain this here by honing in on the resources and methods that we use. First, I'll just put it out there that I don't really believe in bad resources or bad methods. I really have found use in every resource I've ever tried. Yes, even the Green Owl app. But that doesn't mean every resource is good for everyone. And it also doesn't mean that every resource is intended to be a main resource. Many language learning tools, especially apps, are good only as supplemental resources. So, have you ever put time and money into a resource or method that just really wasn't for you? You were making progress, but it was boring, so you didn't feel motivated to work the resource daily or regularly. You were learning things, but perhaps not things that were useful for your goals or the way you wanted to use the language. Or maybe you were making great strides in reading, but you really wanted to be improving your speaking. And then, how many of you have ever fallen prey to the idea that you should stick with a textbook or app or method because other people swear by it? Others have gotten fluent using it, so if you just push through, you will too. I have done all of the above, and when I look back on my early years learning Italian, when I really didn't know what I was doing, I didn't know how to learn a language, I didn't know how to learn a language for me and my time, my life, my goals, my personality, and so on. I think one of the things that really held me back from making progress with good-for-me resources was making some progress with the wrong ones, essentially wasting time on things that really weren't working for effective long-term progress because I was making some progress. I don't know about you all, but as my language journey goes on, I feel like I get wiser about how I spend my time and what resources I choose. I mean, of course, this only seems natural. We get better at things through experience. But what I mean is more about being confident in letting go of something if it isn't working. I know it's normal for language learners, especially in the beginning of a language journey, to try out a lot of methods and resources, especially when they're recommended by others, especially if those others have already reached a high level of the language. There's definitely nothing wrong with trying out various methods. But looking back, I can see very clearly that I spent a lot of time trying to force things that just weren't working effectively or efficiently simply because someone else swore by it. Basically, I was leaving my entire language journey up to other people instead of taking charge of it myself. So here's the thing about progress. Every single resource or method I've used has led to progress. And many times that progress is what kept me hanging on to something that really wasn't working well or was boring or ineffective for me because I could see progress. I was learning something. And if I just gave more of myself to the thing, then I would reach my goals. That slow progress, those tiny little steps of progress felt promising. But in reality, they were holding me back from ditching the crappy for me resources and methods and finding something else that would be much more effective and efficient. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that slow progress is bad. I'm not saying that slow progress is, in and of itself, unhelpful. Sometimes progress just is slow. When we're learning new grammar, when life gets in the way of language time, when we're on the border of a leveling up breakthrough, or we need it to be slow in order to internalize and practice the things we're learning. Slow progress is okay. It's good and oftentimes necessary. So what I'm talking about here is when slow progress feels promising, when we hang on to a resource or keep moving forward with a tool, knowing that we really don't like it or it really isn't good for our personal journeys, yet we hold on to it only because there are signs of progress. Or maybe it would be better to say because there's the illusion of progress. And I think sometimes when we do put a lot of time and energy, and especially money, into things, it's hard to let go. We really want them to work out. So we stay longer, hoping things will change, hoping that the slow progress we're making will pick up. But in my experience, that doesn't usually happen. In fact, I talked about this back in episode 29 when discussing the sunk costs of language learning, which I think can be really easy to fall into. Once we put a lot of ourselves into something, it's far too easy to convince ourselves that we're stuck with it. We have to keep going with it so as not to waste the time and financial resources we've already put into it. I'll link that episode in the show notes for anyone who wants to go back and listen to it, because the sunk cost fallacy is linked to what I'm saying here. But to get back to the main point I want to make today, is that making some progress or having the illusion of making progress makes it harder to see when a resource isn't good for you. It's really not enjoyable to think back on my journey with Italian and notice all the times I stuck with something that definitely wasn't working for me just because I was making some progress or felt like I was making progress when really I was just spinning my wheels in one spot. And I hesitate to name any resources or methods here because I really don't want to influence anyone away from using any specific tool. Again, everything can be a good resource for the right person at the right time. And I wouldn't want someone to ditch a good supplemental resource by giving them the idea that it's a bad resource or anything. So, to give an example, let's go very general here. I'll just take flashcards. I think it's a good example of something many of us have put a lot of effort into at one point or another, and probably used them inefficiently, yet kept going with them because there was some progress, right? And I'll go very basic here. Many of us learned to use flashcards in elementary or primary school as a way to memorize things. I remember using them for memorizing multiplication tables, and later for scientific facts in middle school, and definitely for learning Spanish vocabulary in high school. So, of course, when I was first learning Italian, I made and used flashcards as a way to memorize vocabulary. And there are definitely effective ways to use flashcards. But I'm sure most, if not all of us, have used them in the most basic way. A single word on one side in the target language, and the word in our native or other advanced language on the other side. And we reviewed and reviewed and reviewed until we went through an entire stack of vocab and got everything correct both ways, from new language to known language and known language to new language. So we learn new words, right? That's some progress. It feels good to get through that deck of flashcards having gotten everything right. But what else happens as we're making this vocabulary memorization progress? We get very bored. We keep reviewing cards we already know because it feels good to get things right. We create a flashcard for every single individual word that we don't actively know, ending up with decks of dozens or even hundreds of cards that we can't even get through, and it feels overwhelming. Or we can't put those memorized words together to say something. But because we are making some progress, we are memorizing new words or grammar rules, we feel like it's working. We feel like it's effective, and we keep going, despite being bored, and even despite being unable to really use the language, to put all those puzzle pieces together into a comprehensible sentence. There is definitely an effective way to make and use flashcards for people who enjoy doing that, but I think this basic flashcard use is a really good example of a method that seems to result in progress because we have something to show for it, but that we also keep using, force ourselves to use sometimes, when really there are more effective and efficient ways to learn the words and be able to use them. But that little bit of progress that we are making makes it difficult to cut ties with the boring basic flashcards. And I think the more popular a resource or method is, and the more time and money we've put into it, the more fear we have over letting go of it. I think that fear really comes from a core belief that we can't learn a language, that languages are learned only when we find the perfect resource. And if this one seems to be working and I let go of it, then what if I regret it? What if I really can't learn the language? What if it's meant to be boring and a struggle? No pain, no gain, right? Absolutely false. Absolutely. I've told this story several times before that after about a year or so of trying to learn Italian and not feeling like I was going anywhere, I desperately searched online one day for how to become fluent in Italian fast. And I came across a very expensive program that promised fast fluency in a fun and effective way. All the right words to woo me in my desperation. And this tool was effective, I think. It worked. But it was super boring for many reasons. I was all in at first, like we all are in that honeymoon phase. But eventually, I started avoiding it. I dreaded spending time with it. But guess what? I was making progress. I was learning some new things, mostly words with a little grammar clarity. Looking back, I can clearly see that this particular program really didn't fit my learning style and how I like to take in and practice a language. The amount of time required to spend doing boring tasks with this program did not fit that very hectic time in my life. And I hated using it, but I was making progress. And I'd spent a couple $100 on it. And user testimonials that were plastered all over their website said that others had had success with it. Others had learned Italian fast. So I spent way too many months forcing myself to grudgingly keep going with this thing, believing that the little progress I was making meant that I couldn't give it up. I just needed to give more of myself and more of my time. In reality, this only hurt me. It only made my overall progress much slower, especially because I had gotten to the point where I really didn't enjoy this program. So naturally, I spent more time avoiding it than using it. I spent more time opening it up and doing one exercise or just doing the easy flashcard portion of it than digging in and learning the things I wanted to. It took me months to finally admit that my time and money were sunk. I couldn't recover them, but that continuing to try to force myself to use this expensive program was doing more harm than good. Instead, I could have been spending my time doing anything else that was actually enjoyable. I could have even been using this program as a starting point for searching the internet for deeper explanations and better exercises on specific topics. I definitely could have made faster and more effective long-term progress if I'd realized the faith I was putting into this program to make me fluent just because I was making some progress. So that's the kind of progress that I think is really unhelpful on our language journeys. And I know I might be walking a fine line here because I don't want to leave you all questioning every resource you use. I don't want to leave you feeling like slow progress is bad, or even worse, with the constant nagging feeling that you'll eventually regret what you are doing. So to make sure I avoid sending that message, I want to give you all a few questions you can ask yourself if you're afraid that you're falling into the trap of progress illusion. The first question is, do I enjoy this thing? Do I enjoy this method, this resource, this tool, this tutor or class, whatever it is? Language learning won't always be fun, and we won't always enjoy a resource, even if we do enjoy it usually. But here's the thing, when we really don't like something, when we dread coming back to it, we hate thinking about it, it feels painful to work with the tool, that's a red flag. That's the feeling that tells us we may be better off finding something new or different. Or you can also just take a break from the tool and see how that changes things. Do you feel relief? Or were you just burned out and needing a break? Those are some really good questions that can help you decide whether to push forward or to put on the brakes. Another question you can ask yourself if wondering if the slow progress with a particular resource is holding you back is this. Is this intended to be a main resource or a supplemental resource? Or is this better for me as a main resource or as a supplemental one? Because the answer to this will be different for everyone. Apps are a really good example I can use here. I've used various apps as main and supplemental resources. It always depends on the app, what I'm trying to accomplish, what the rest of my life looks like at the time, what my level is, and many other things. I have lots of language learning apps with very different functionality, and even though I use some of them as main resources, sometimes when they really fit into my time and goals, especially at the beginning of a language, or during phases of life that are swamped with non-language priorities, or when I'm in between levels and trying to get inspiration for what to focus on next. But in the big picture of my language life, apps are generally supplemental. They're great for me spending a few extra minutes throughout my day practicing vocabulary or doing a short listening exercise. And yet, I've felt self-pressure to use apps as main resources even after they've maxed out their usefulness in my journey. I've made progress, I've learned things, but there always comes a point when my return on investment tanks and progress becomes static, or a streak or other rewards give the illusion of progress, but there's no forward progress. I would have to devote far too many hours to an app in order to make solid progress, and it's no longer worth much of my time. So there always comes a point when apps need to become a supplemental or paused tool for me while something else more effective and intensive comes into main status. But I usually have to stop to ask myself this question. Does this app still have a place in my life as a main resource, or is it better used as a supplemental tool? If I don't ask myself that question, then I'm more likely to continue spending time being disillusioned by tiny gains or just the feeling of gains instead of making real progress. So, do I enjoy this tool? And is it a main or supplemental resource? Are two questions we can ask ourselves when determining if we should continue with them or not. And another one is, where am I trying to go? Where do I want to go with my language? This is a very specific question too. I'm not talking about your big why and your huge long-term goals. In this short phase of my language journey, what am I trying to accomplish? This can be anything like learn 100 new words in a month, be able to speak about myself in the past tense and tell stories of my life and adventures, understand a specific part of grammar, or even reach a new level. Keeping your short-term goals in perspective will help show you if your tools and methods are effectively moving you in the right direction. If you want to speak about yourself in the past tense, for example, then working your way through Duolingo lessons about giving directions and asking for help at the supermarket probably isn't going to be the right kind of progress for you. Yes, you'll make progress with Duo. Yes, you'll learn something, and you'll likely get the repetition necessary for remembering a good amount of what you learn. But is that progress useful when it comes to reaching your short-term goal of speaking about yourself in the past tense? Is it progress toward what you want, or is it progress just for the sake of progress? And there's nothing wrong with continuing to use something that results in general progress, but the concern is more about how much of ourselves do we devote to the thing with respect to where we want to go. Another question to ask yourself is, am I really making progress? Now, I have nothing against streaks and leagues and coins or gems or whatever reward an app or other system gives in order to get people coming back. But the problem is when the streak or reward is the progress. Using an app every day for a month is progress in using the app every day. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're progressing in the material of the app. And it definitely doesn't necessarily mean that you're progressing in your language. So a complementary question to ask here as well is, am I keeping my focus on the content? Or are my thoughts focused on continuing a streak, reaching the next level, or ranking in the top three for the week? If you're focused on the content and you're learning from the app, then the streak will be an exciting bonus. The ranking will be a fun reward for what you're learning. But if you're focused on the streak or rewards themselves, then you're more likely to be going through the motions of the content, not really taking it in or learning. And it's very easy to fall into the trap of the illusion of progress. It looks like you're making progress when really you're not advancing your language. And I won't pass any judgment here because I have definitely done this. I can't tell you the number of times I opened Duolingo at 11:55 at night just to run through an exercise just to extend my streak. There's nothing inherently wrong with doing that, but every time I did it, I felt panicked. I felt stressed. I got seriously angry at every mistake I made because it meant I had to repeat it and maybe I wouldn't finish by midnight. Definitely never learned from those mistakes either. That sort of stress isn't good for our physical, mental, or emotional health, and it's definitely not good for then trying to get to sleep. And it doesn't support a healthy relationship with our languages either. So again, no judgment. But if you find yourself doing this sort of thing also, it might be an indicator that you're not progressing your language, and instead the progress you're making is in the app or the textbook or whatever. And this progress is very likely hurting your overall language growth more than it's helping. One more question I'd like to share today that can help you determine if it would be better to ditch a resource due to unhelpful progress or keep going in order to get over a difficult hurdle is this. What do I feel? What do I feel about this resource or method? How do I feel when I'm facing it? When I open it? As I'm using it? When I'm done with it? How do I feel about my progress? How do I feel about where I was a month or 6 months ago versus where I am now? Our feelings can really tell us a lot because hidden inside them are unspoken thoughts, fears, and wishes. Like I said, when it came to the expensive and not so grand program I'd purchased, I felt dread when adding it to my daily to-do list. When opening the website, when looking at the tasks it presented me, dread isn't a good indicator of helpful progress. When going into Duolingo in the last minutes before midnight, I felt panic and stress. Also, not good indicators that I'm on the path of helpful progress. There have been times when I felt guilt, which for me is usually a sign that I'm escaping or avoiding something difficult, something that will lead to the progress I want, but that's just really hard, something new that I haven't mastered, and I have to face the fact that I'm not good enough yet, that I'm lacking. Guilt almost always tells me that I know a resource is actually good for the specific progress I want to make, but I'm allowing a fun app or a dabble language to take its place because of the feeling of progress I get from those things. And feelings don't just help us parse through the usefulness of our language tools. They can actually help us form positive or negative bonds with our languages, something I talked about in episode 16 of season 1. If we have negative feelings about a resource, we spend a lot of time or money dedicated to it, but deep down it just isn't working, and yet we keep coming to it with dread and hesitation, when we're done with it for the day, we feel relief, then those feelings taint how we feel about the language itself. We subconsciously associate the language with the tool or method that we have negative feelings about, that we don't enjoy, that's boring or bland or tedious. And that's not useful either. Progress that feels like torture isn't helpful progress. If we feel excited, curious, willing, and proud of the work we're doing with the tools we have, then that's a good sign that the progress you're making is good. And even if it's slow, it's solid. You're forging a joyful bond with your language through the ways you're encountering the language, and that bond is very valuable to your overall journey. I hope I've explained my thoughts well today. It's a bit of a tough topic to express, but it's really important. We all want to make progress in our languages, but if we're making progress in a resource just for the sake of finishing the resource, or just because someone else said it's good, or because we're afraid of change, then that progress isn't the type of language advancement that we want. And in fact, it could be the exact thing that's holding us back from making the good progress, the forward progress, the sort of progress that we look back on and say, "Dang, look at how far I've come." It's important to take into consideration your enjoyment of a resource and the feelings you get using it. It's valuable to think about if you're using the resources you have in the best way for your goals and your life situation. And it's incredibly useful to consider the types of progress you are making and ask yourself if it's the right focus that you're striving for. It doesn't help anyone to stick with something that just isn't working. And I really want you all to feel confident and empowered to trust yourself. Trust your intuition. If there are red flags, do not stay. Move on to a new method, a new resource, a new tool. Just take some time out to discover something about your language and see what comes up. But don't stall your progress just because you're making some progress. If deep down you know that the tool you're using isn't sustainable and isn't taking you where you want to go. As always, I hope you found some light and some truth in today's episode. I hope you all feel equipped to make the best language decisions you can at every place and moment you find yourselves along your journey. Have a lovely and joyful language learning week. And until next time, ciao.